Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Erica Delacruz, your host for today's Women Behind the Scenes, the entertainment edition, Women to Watch, and we are introducing you to Boss Babes, working behind the scenes in entertainment and more. Today, my guest is Ms. Andrea Schultz, CEO and founder of Network Smart, previously with Disney, Warner Brothers. Welcome, Andrea.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me on the show this morning.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing good. Everything's going pretty well out here. How are you?
Amazing. So excited to have you on the show today, Andrea, not only because you've started your own take on networking, you have a company called Network Smart, which I would love to hear more about, but also because you are a hot topic this year and on trend for everything in business, which is a millennial. How old are you right now?
I'm 25 years old.
25 years old. So you're 25 years old. You have been with a few different companies in entertainment, and you've started your own company. And I believe you have a book coming out in the fall, right?
Yes, I do. It's actually with this trend that we have going on. It's Passionistas and hashtag Boss Babes.
Love it. So tell us a little bit about, you have a lot on your repertoire. How did this start? Networking better, smarter is one of your, you know, key phrases and something that you impart to other women. Tell us about your journey and how networking played a role in that.
Oh, yes, definitely. So I actually started networking when I was around 10 years old. I ended up meeting this woman. Her name was Constance Ramos from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, the very first season, and she actually went to my church. And I saw her when I was 10, and I just went up to her. I was bold, and I told her, this is what I want to be. I want to be the next CEO of Disney. You know, how can I get there? And she just looked at me, and she was like, you're 10 years old. I can't believe that you would ask me something like that. Come back to me later. So, like any 10-year-old, I kind of just you know, waited around, and I went up to her 4 years later, and I asked her, you know, if she could help me out, and that was when I kind of, she became one of my mentors, and I went from there.
Got it. So, yeah, and you and I have had the chance to meet and work together this year, and specifically, the story that you just told, I don't think you've changed from 4 years old to now, because the reason that we met is because you point blank and directly asked, you know, how can we collaborate? This is where I want to go. How can you help me get there? And I think a lot of women, one of the topics that comes up is being direct. Inherently,
yeah.
Sometimes I feel, even I will be polite as a strong suit of mine because it serves us well in other areas. But what has been your experience and what's your take on just asking for what it is that you want directly? In the sense that when you're networking, a lot of people like to make small talk. It seems that you go in, you tell them this is what I'm looking for. Tell us a little bit about that.
I think it's so important that, like, when you are networking with someone, you build a real genuine relationship with them, because a lot of people tend to not be genuine. They just go in, you know, thinking that they're going to get something out of it. I've never gone with that mentality. I always, you know, really try to get to know the person and just engage with them and really understand where they're coming from as well. And that really tends to get me you know, a little bit farther than most people. But I think it's important, too, that you're direct on what it is that you want to accomplish as well, because you both can benefit from each other when you have a good collaborative relationship.
Got it. Yeah. So you know what I'm hearing as well is a sense of what you can bring to the table, self-worth that you realize that you have for the other person that you're approaching. So does it get scary? I know that we'll transition and do your time in the entertainment industry, which is a really great theme for the show. But I noticed that you are no different asking, you know, someone that you've just met, you have no idea who they are, the same direct question that you would ask the producer of Disney or the, you know, some of these really, really experienced and seasoned executives in the entertainment industry. So does that, do you get nervous? Does that even differentiate? And one of Andrea's strong suits is asking and being direct and just telling anyone what is on your mind and what you'd like from the conversation.
Yeah, no, I definitely get nervous. I have moments where, you know, I'll have a little bit of self-doubt, but I try to clear my thoughts before I go into any type of interview, and I just say, you know what, I'm worth it, I know I can do it, I bring value, I'm an asset to the company. So I go in with that mentality, and then I just ask them, and even if I'm scared and I'm, like, shaking, I think the most important thing is that you have to be self-confident and you have to find self-worth in yourself, and I've always carried that with me because of my past experiences, you know, just dealing with, you know, getting bullied. That was something that I endured, and I took that experience and I kind of just grew from that. And so I was quiet. I remember I was so quiet when I was getting bullied, and then I had this moment of strength and I just, you know, pushed forward, and I said from that day forward, I'm not going to be afraid to say what's on my mind. So I think I took that mentality with me into my career path as well.
Wow. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I was actually going to ask you if there was, you know, a moment or a story that you have where you had to overcome something in your personal or career path to reach a goal that you were striving for. And I'm not sure if that'd fall into line. And I know if you're comfortable sharing, I know that you just mentioned bullying a bit. And that's a topic for the youth today. You're a millennial, so you've just, you know, you're midway through your 20s. What's your perspective on having endured bullying and how that's maybe helped you in your career?
Yeah, I think being bullied, it's a really sad thing because there's a lot of young women and even men too that get bullied, and I just experiencing it at such a young age. I was 14 years old and I got bullied for 3 years straight. Every single day I'd go to school and I would get bullied, and I think that was the hardest and lowest point of my life because, you know, I had to take what they would tell me. Like, they would say, oh, you're never going to make it, you're not good enough, you're not smart. And, you know, that gets to you. Like, those negative comments get to you. But I remember I sat down with Constance Ramos, and I think this was the turning point for me, was when she told me, you can't let what other people tell you influence how you feel about yourself. And so that was when I took her advice and I said, you know, enough's enough. I don't need this negative energy, because we're already, as it is, like, we get a lot of negative energy from other people, and sometimes we're negative with ourselves too. And if we're not, you know, sending ourselves good messages, then that portrays outside. And I think I learned that at a really young age, you know, going through that experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. So regardless of having overcome all of that, you did hit a lot of your goals, which originally you said when you were 4 years old, you wanted to be the CEO of Disney. Well, now you are the CEO and founder of your own company, Network Smart. However, you have also had the opportunity to work with several shows, Your Family Matters, America's Funniest Home Videos, The Real Daytime, and a handful of Disney Channel shows. How has that been for you in your career trajectory, and has it helped you to eventually start this year Network Smart?
Oh, yeah, it definitely helped me a lot because it gave me perspective on what it is that I truly find passionate in my life. You know, when I first started working with Your Family Matters, that was an executive producer position. And being a producer, I mean, in the entertainment industry, being a producer means that you do a lot of the business end of stuff. And so I definitely saw firsthand what it took, having to go through contracts, talking with actors and actresses, you know, scheduling, managing a huge team, and just having and gaining that experience and taking that with me while working at AFB and, you know, the Real Daytime and even Disney Channel, I learned that, you know, through those experiences, I could be my own boss. And I think you and I were talking about this the last time was when I was working at Disney Channel. I think that was when I hit my lowest point, because that was my ultimate dream, was to work for Disney, and it got ripped away from me so fast. And I had to take a step back and realize that my voice wasn't being heard. And so that was when Network Smart came into fruition, when I, you know, went on vacation up in Canada, and I figured, you know, my talent is talking and networking with people. I should really be utilizing that passion that I have and teaching people how to network smarter. So
yeah,
that's how it
that's great.
Came about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's just such a theme of the lows actually transitioning into the highs. And I know that we met and connected when you were at that, like you said, what felt like a low at the time, and you had just left Disney, your voice wasn't being heard, and ultimately after a little bit of me time, which is always important, this came to fruition. So tell us, what is Network Smart?
So Network Smart has two components to it. So the first half of it is I help individuals and corporations find their perfect match of photographers and videographers. And one of the reasons why I wanted to do that was because a lot of photographers and videographers have a really hard time showing their, well, displaying their artistic value to the world. They don't get that opportunity, especially in the entertainment industry where it's so competitive. Sometimes they don't have the opportunity to shine. And so I figured if I can help them and I can also help my clients find the best of the best, and why not put that together? So that's one component. And then the other component is teaching millennials how to network smart and get their foot into the entertainment industry. And, you know, teaching them through interviews of other professionals within the industry and telling them my story and what I've had to endure as well.
Got it. Thank you for sharing that. And at this point, since we're just about halfway, what is the way that someone can go online or reach Network Smart, check out what you're up to, and maybe even get in touch with you personally?
Oh, yeah. So we are actually in the process of constructing our website, but it'll be www.networksmart.co. And if someone really wants to reach out personally to me and is interested in learning a little bit more, they can reach me at my email. It's acschultz09@gmail.com. And I also AC Schultz. And then I also have Facebook and Twitter as well. Facebook's just Andrea Schultz, A-N-D-R-I-A, and then last name S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. Twitter's Andrea C. Schultz.
Perfect. Amazing, yeah, and I think that the show description and everything is online at connectedwomenofinfluence.com, so you can access, after this episode, all of her different channels and the correct spelling on your name and everything. I know Schultz can get a little difficult. Now, I'd like, after your description of Network Smart, I noticed a theme of millennials, and that is how you and I also came together. I'm in that world, in that industry, and, you know, just patching up the misconceptions about the generation, you know, for the portion that does kind of land within those stereotypes, helping them to, like you said, network smarter. So tell us about your specific interest in uplifting this generation, sort of this theme of girls with goals through your events that you've attended, the programs that you're now going to be implementing at Network in Network Smart, and just your day-to-day. What's your specific interest in uplifting the generation?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's a really great question. I definitely think that it's important that this generation understands that it does take time. It takes time, it takes patience, and really understanding what it is that your passion is. And if you don't have all three of those things, it takes a really long time to get to your end goal. I think that's one of the biggest things, is that I want people to feel like when they, you know, show up on Network Smart, that they're actually taking something of value by listening to these professionals that have been there. They have experience, they have wisdom. That they can take that wisdom with them and apply it to their everyday lives. And for me personally, like on a day-to-day basis, like how I've been helping, you know, women better understand how to network smart, I would have to say just by talking with them and just being influential and kind of just keep telling them my story and what I've endured and, you know, and just being positive, because when you're not positive, you know, that really takes a huge toll on your attitude when you're trying to achieve your goal.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Positivity is a mindset that really helps, specifically in the realm we're talking about, which is networking. Definitely want to be around charismatic and personable people, which you completely are. So you're the it's just a really, really fitting theme to your company. So let me ask you this.
How are you, Erica?
Thank you, Andrea. I know we're just this positive bubble of love on this radio show this morning. I like inhaled the world this morning. I love it. So one of the things that I find more and more as I'm, you know, at these conferences, at these conventions and on these panels, mm-hmm. are women who approach me and feel a bit lost, or sometimes
right.
they feel at a deficit because there's so much talk about your passion. What is your passion? Pursue what you're passionate about. And they simply don't really know what that is, or they have so many trajectories. And I most recently heard, you know, I'm sick of everyone talking about make sure you find what you're passionate about, because there's so many things that I am. I feel a little bit lost. What would you say to someone maybe grappling with that specifically at a young age? A lot of millennials, they even feel behind if they're, you know, self-made mm-hmm. versus a selfie millennial is what I like to call them, but they haven't found their passion yet. It's like the clock is ticking.
Right. And I think one of the biggest things that I can tell them is just, you know, we're so young. I think we forget that, you know, because we are young, as millennials, we have so much opportunity that I don't think we really have to be so specific on what our passion should be at this very moment. But so long as I think if you're really just, you know, doing something that makes you happy, whatever it is that makes you happiest, I think is your passion. I've said that to, like, multiple people. They'll come up to mm-hmm. me and they'll ask, you know, how do I figure this out? I'm so confused. Like, and I just tell them, well, what makes you happy? And they're like, well, I love dealing with people, or I love, you know, doing things that are hands-on. I'm like, okay, well, what do you do that's hands-on, and what, you know, how can you apply mm-hmm. being good with people? And so I kind of just, like, dig in deep to, like, you know, that happy
yeah.
point.
Got it. Right.
Yeah,
I see that theme all the time. That one's a little bit more abstract, but moving into life hacks or tricks, is there mm-hmm. something that you can share with the audience or anyone listening that you use that's maybe a hack or something simple that you use during your work day to motivate yourself? For example,
yeah.
I, yeah, I choose my mugs very carefully, right? So I have coffee and tea through the day, and I strategically choose a cup that makes me happy. It just motivates me, and it's sort of in theme with a line for the day. You can kind of call it OCD now. I need the mug that matches the mood, but what will be yours?
I love it. Honestly, every single morning I wake up, and I have this journal that I have, and I actually went to Target, and I got it. It was really cute, and I think what it has is it has this really positive quote in the front. I can read it to you if you'd like.
Absolutely. I think the audience would love that.
Sure. It says, be bold, take risks, live life freely, lead by example, trust your gut, say what you feel, mean what you say, express gratitude, believe in your power, exceed your expectations, dance the night away, skip down the street, don't take no for an answer, be your best self, and don't look back.
Oh,
so
I love
yeah,
that.
I
that's all written on one morning. Journal cover?
All written on one journal cover.
Got it. You picked the right one.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, and I think that's really what motivates me, because the one quote on there that really stands out to me is, don't take no for an answer. And I think a lot of people, when they fail, they give up too easily. And I always remember that it's you're going to go through a ton of failures in your life. And
absolutely.
And I think it's important to just step back and envision yourself in that one place that you want to be and just keep moving forward.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I've heard personal recounts of just it's almost comedic to you, which is great. When you're, you know, told the answer no, you take it as not today. And so then
you ask
the next day. And I've seen this, and it's just amazing and motivating to me. So no is not today, or oh, not at this minute. And you really do take it that way. So, I mean, perfect. There's no clause that says I can't ask tomorrow, which is really great. So tell me, is there a moment or a story through all of this, you know, crazy journey thus far, where maybe you have just really shined and put yourself in the spotlight in a moment that you wouldn't mind being the headline of a magazine, and something that truly makes you a woman to watch? Is there one of those moments or stories that comes to mind?
I'm trying to think. Let's see.
Yeah, people don't often think about their highs, the great moments.
You know, I would have to say Disney Channel was my highest point. Definitely. I mean, besides Network Smart, because Network Smart is like its whole own entity in itself. But
right.
I would have to say when I achieved that goal, because even though I didn't reach the CEO platform of Disney, I still made it to Disney Channel, where a lot of people, you know, can't say they've worked for. So I would have to say that was definitely the most uplifting moment of my life, was, you know, achieving that Disney dream, I would have to say.
Got it. Yeah, I love that. So, right. So just being able to be in the vicinity of realizing that you are working for corporate Disney like you always dreamed of.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Got it. And I know that you're starting Network Smart. You're heavily involved in all of that at this moment. Do you have any intention of making the round back to Disney and continuing anything there?
You know, I am kind of just going with the wind right now, because Network Smart is a really good movement, and I feel like my passion and my goal is to really help people get in. But I wouldn't say no. I definitely am open-minded to possibly going back if the time allows me to, because I'm a huge and firm believer that things happen for a reason. And I know you and I talked about this before, because you're the same way when it comes to those things, that if something doesn't go your way, usually it's because something better is going to appear. And time and time again, I've had that experience in my life where something will just fall, and it just seems like the tunnel is dimming, but it really is not. There's there's always something 10 times better that appears. And one of them was actually meeting you. You actually were a huge turning point for me, too.
Wow.
So
thank you, Andrew. Yeah,
absolutely.
And that's, I think, the perfect example of meeting you. You were so direct. It was amazing. We hopped to lunch the next day. Such a great example for the audience of you know, reaching out. Actually, reaching out, my assistant didn't actually see the email.
Right.
Months later, I think you may have reached out again, or somehow we came across the platform, because to you, no or no answer is not no. It's just not. It's not today and not now. And I'm so thankful for having met you. And again, just a
Me too.
I really love that in this industry of you know, millennial empowerment and young women with goals, we can help each other and lift each other and be the example for the rest of our generation. So, thank you so much, Andrea.
Well, that is our show
for today. And you have just inspired me, and I'm sure a lot of other women. So I'd like to say thank you so much to our guest, Andrea Schultz, for being our leading lady today. And a special thanks to all of our listeners, as we'll be back again next Monday morning for another Women Lead Radio show. And next week's leading lady will be Linda Stoller, president of Stoller Media. And the topic will be what it takes to get a six-figure book publishing deal, which is amazing. We all want a book. We all have a story to tell. So make sure you tune in next week. I'm Erica Dela Cruz. Thanks for listening. Talk to you Monday. Have a passionista weekend.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.